God makes himself known in the events having taken place in Jerusalem, namely in the suffering, in the death, and in the resurrection of Jesus. And nevertheless, in today's gospel, two disciples decide that they've had enough and they hightail it out of Jerusalem. Departing from the place of God's presence among them, they are leaving the very pivot point of God's salvific action, his saving action. Friends, let go of your expectations to have a life without problems. The risen Lord Jesus sets out to journey alongside the despondent disciples. And along the way, they speak and they act as though they command all the facts about Jesus they understand and no one else does. Despite their knowledge about and personal experience with Jesus, they do not see him. Their own narrow ideas of him prevent them from recognizing the risen Lord Jesus. Stated differently, their own expectations get in the way and they obscure their perspective and understanding. They made up their minds about who Jesus is and what he should have done for them. They don't care to see reality as it is and stubbornly want to twist it into something that fits their own ideas. Friends, let go of your desire to understand why something happened. Astonishingly, Jesus does not abandon the two disciples. Self-absorbed as they are, he journeys with them and he instructs them through the scriptures, patiently showing them that it was necessary for the Messiah to suffer and to die. At the end of their conversation, Jesus feigns as if to continue on alone. Now it's for the disciples to invite Jesus to stay with them. Jesus accepts the invitation and at table breaks the bread, says the blessing, hands it to them. Instantly, the disciples recognize the risen Lord Jesus. Let the risen Lord Jesus strengthen your faith and lead you home. God be with you.